Good evening. This is Elaine Ireland. You are listening to Going Global for Spirit on BBSRadio.com. We are the world's number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. I'm going to give you two phone numbers in a few minutes, one for our worldwide callers and one for the U.S. and Canada. Worldwide meaning if you're in Germany, France, all any place other than the United States and Canada, you'll have your own number. And I do invite you to call in at any time and as often as we share this next hour. It is an uninterrupted hour of chitter-chatter. I always hope that you will find something interesting to grasp onto. We were supposed to have had Emma Ferguson on tonight, but she is needing to reschedule. So we will proceed without her. I look forward to her being on. She's a wonderful psychic and reader. And we were going to talk about practical tips for spiritual development and meditation and that sort of thing this evening, a little bit of transformation, and I'm going to pick up the transformation. Next week, we will have Robert Baca, and we're calling it Open Talk Night. He's a wonderful psychic. He travels the country doing psychic fairs and group readings as well as private readings, so be sure and call in. You'll have a lot of fun with him. I got to thinking this afternoon. First of all, let me thank you. Let me thank Grace for being with me last week. We had a good time. We had several call-ins, and she's just always a hoot to work with. So thank you, Grace, if you happen to be listening. I appreciate your being here. I had a gentleman email me about the archives. And, of course, silly me, I went online and couldn't figure it out. And Seth, bless his heart, he and Don told me how much this is. So you folks out there that want to go in the archives, you have to buy a subscription to BBS, but very inexpensive, $4.95 per month if you do like 1 month at a time. But if you buy a six-month subscription, it's $3 a month, so that would be $18 for six months. If you do 12 months, it's $2 a month, so that's $24. And I don't remember I have a question mark behind the 24, so there must not be a 24 packet. So you get a subscription to BBS, and then you get your own. Either they'll set a password for you, or you set your own password, and then you get archives to everybody on the stations, on all of the stations, not just mine, everybody. And if you go on to BBS, and if you've played around at all on BBS, on their website, we've got some really cool shows. On both, there are three channels. One of them, I think, is all music or pretty close to it. But Station 1 and Station 2, or Channel 1 and Channel 2, are cram-packed with really cool people and subjects. Now, Station 1 starts on the hour, like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, so forth. The other one starts traditionally started on the half hour, but now you can tell I'm on channel 2 and I'm starting at at 5 minutes till. So there's a little bit of variance in there, but typically that's what happens. So for really anywhere from $4.95 for 1 month, $3 if you do six months, and $2 a month if you do 12 months at a time, you get access to all of these shows. So if you can't listen to it with it live, like this is live right now, you have access to it. Let me give you those phone numbers now. This is Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit, and you can reach us this evening. Worldwide phone number is 877-489-6350. If you live in the United States or in Canada, you share a number at 1-888-228-4494. I love that phone number. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. United States and Canada, 1-888-228-4494. Please call in. I love doing readings for you folks. Nobody filters well. Seth answers the phone, and I guess sometimes he asks why you're calling. I'm not sure, but most questions are welcome. If it's something I'm not qualified to answer, I will probably give you a phone number. So by all means, give us a call. This is an uninterrupted hour, so join us. I've been doing, well, Grace told us last week that today is Transformation Day, and it's a day when it might be a little bit strange to maintain our sanity. Well, of course, we had the direct eclipse tonight here in the Texas area. I think we could see it at 8 o'clock, which is right about now. So if you're in an area where you can run out the front door and go see the eclipse, by all means, go enjoy that. It's it happens fairly often, but each one is special as far as I'm concerned. I looked on my little book tonight and my calendar, and Mercury is going went direct on Monday. We have the eclipse on Wednesday, a lot of high energy stuff going on. Mercury will be out of retrograde totally by the 26th, but you add another 7 days to that just to be kind of safe. Mercury in retrograde kind of slows things down, messes up mechanical stuff, and yes, I've been fighting with my computer for 2 weeks now, and you don't want to start new projects unless they've already been in the hopper for a while. You don't want to create something today or on the day of, while something's in Mercury. You don't want to think about it, put it to work, and open the door. That's kind of risky. Things can get crazy. So according to Grace, today is a transformation day. We're maintaining our sanity. We're working on organization, that sort of thing. So I thought, okay, I'm going to talk about transformation today because I certainly am in one. And let me tell you why. I'm 63 years old, but I'm still getting settled in my life, if that makes any sense. I've been back in Austin for 7 years now, off and on, 7 years. And I've had things in storage. Well, during that time, my mom passed away, my aunt passed away, I helped care for them, and of course, we cleaned out their houses. So where did it all go? In storage. I had my stuff in storage. Now that I'm all settled in a permanent place, I started going through everything about a year ago. And I started bringing home 4 or 5 boxes at a time, and then I would go through them. Well, glory be, this last Monday, Mike and I, a friend of mine, bless his little faithful heart, there are no more boxes unless they are boxes that I intend to keep of paper products, that sort of thing. But no more boxes as of Monday. So now they're just things like furniture, clothes that are going to be donated, things that I'm holding for my granddaughter for her new apartment. Things like that. So probably by the end of the summer, all of that will be gone too. So that's transformation, and I thought, how appropriate to talk about that. I am just so tickled that that's happening for me. And even here at the house, I'm moving things around and painting. And oh, speaking of painting, by the way, did you know that if you remember on old houses, sometimes the cartapos or carports or patios, porches on the ceilings would be painted blue. Well, I didn't know until earlier this year why. Thousands of you probably out there already know this. But things won't build their nest if it's blue because they think it's the sky, like bees and wasps and things like that, dirt daubers even. So Mike is painting the under part of the core part for me, along with some other strategic areas around the house, so that we can stave that off since I'm allergic to bees, which is not a cool thing. And even if you're not, it's not a fun thing to get stung by anything. So paint those ceilings outside blue. Keep things from building stuff there. Isn't it simple? Never would have thought of that if I hadn't had a painter handyman tell me that. Barry, bless his heart. Thank you, Barry, if you're out there. So all kinds of transformation going on. See how the universe works? It just kind of sits back and just lets us realize what it's doing with us. Isn't that clever of the universe? So, as usual, I looked in the Book of Answers, written by my bud Manny, pure heart, and he is that. He's just one of the sweetest men in the whole world. Manny Pure Heart, M-A-N-I, Pure Heart, one word. You can go online and find him. You know what? I'm going to have to find that for you. You'd think I'd have that memorized by now. I think it's IC for you, but I'll find it for you before we're off here. But what he has to say about transformation, and of course his things are channeled or in meditation, So this is what he has to say. The story of the butterfly is most often used to describe this process, but that story is about a pencil sketch of the four far-flung and remarkable aspects of this energy. Transformation can mean traveling from ignorance to bliss. Don't you love that statement? It can involve the journey from fear to total acceptance and understanding. It can tell the tale of enlightenment or of physical death. What this word is telling you is that the world as you know it is about to change in a way that will forever change your perception of life in either a large or minuscule dimension. Think of this word as a certificate of completion or graduation. I love that thought. You have so satisfactorily completed a certain series of lessons that you have transcended the need to ever revisit them. You have so satisfactorily completed a certain series of lessons that you have transcended the need to revisit them. What a gift to ourselves, that form of transformation. And as I look back over the 8 years, it's taken me 8 years to get to this point in my life, both professionally and personally. And to look around my storage room and see nothing but things, which half are going to be gone in the next couple of months. No more boxes except that which I need to keep for professional purposes, files and that sort of thing. I don't have to go back there. That doesn't mean I don't have memories. It doesn't mean that I won't have feelings. It's just that I don't have to do it again. Not like that time. Which is kind of neat. You, or a portion of you, are being born anew at a higher conscious level. Transformation. Transformation of your personal relationship reveals that the time of the current stresses or lessons is over, and that it is now time to move out of that energy and into a new level of happiness and contentment. This could be with or without your current partner, as the energy refers to you only in many instances. It's not a bad thing. It meant that this relationship has served its purpose, in that it has hastened your growth and understanding to the point where you have learned the lessons involved. Quite often, your partner will accompany you into the new level. This is indeed a joyful occurrence and a great blessing. Now, if I may translate, sometimes that means that we can come out of a relationship, business or personal, as friends. A different level. If we're not friends, if we can't support each other, that's okay. It's where we need to be. It's transformed into something that, again, we will continue to learn from. Even though it may be a difficult relationship, such as a husband and wife who have children to take care of but they can't stand each other, still have to deal with them, so there are still lessons learned. Some of the people we meet in our daily routine will appear to be quite abrasive. Some of the situations can seem intolerable. This energy in your life can be likened to a magic wand that will bring whatever it touches into harmony and balance. Don't make the mistake of trying to control the aspects that are to be touched, but know that spirit knows even better than your conscious self what lessons have been completed and what requires more understanding. Be grateful for what you receive, for you have earned it. Always remember, nothing can ever happen to you. It is all happening for you. I think it's important that we recognize that part of the sentence that says, but know that spirit knows even better than your conscious self what lessons have been completed and requires more understanding. And I think that's why we look back on something and say 5 years later and say, gosh, I didn't know it at the time, but I didn't realize it at the time, but such and such. And that's a lesson within itself too. Even being able to say that tells you that you've grown. And I can look back on past personal relationships, professional relationships 20 years later and go, aha, that's what that was all about. That prepared me for this. Transformation. Transformation of the self is the greatest of miracles. Ooh, but gosh, sometimes we don't realize it's done. This is where the butterfly image is most often used and most accurately. Transformation many times will mark the transition from ignorance to knowingness. It many times is drawn to indicate movement into a higher plane or vibrational rate. Emma and I were going to talk tonight about meditation and tools to grow. And this sentence, it many times is drawn to indicate movement into higher plane or vibrational rate. So often as we go through our development, we learn how to meditate. We learn how to pray, or maybe both. We learn how to take responsibility for ourselves and others, admit our shortcomings, take pride in our accomplishments. All of that is getting to know who we are on a spiritual level. And sometimes that's so hard to do. Some people have almost no ego, so for them to be able to say, I'm proud of what I just accomplished, is really hard. And when they finally can, it's a part of their transformation. As an example, transformation may sometimes carry the appearance of being unpleasant in some aspects. But remember, there is no birth without pain, and birth is what this energy brings. Rebirthing. Okay, call it rebirthing. Comments from Spirit. We invite you to experience this joy called transformation. Though you wear your body of a human, you are in every sense a member of the heavenly host, and beyond that, the Creator. The limits that you have placed on yourself in order to experience and grow as a soul are those aspects that are shed one by one in this process called transformation. Okay, a book of answers. Manny Pureheart, that's what I was just reading from. Thank you, Manny. Again, appreciate your hard work on this one. If we are to look at the tarot cards in those messages, we'd probably be looking at the Fool card, the Death card, the Tower card, and the Devil card. I know, wouldn't have thought, would you, on all of those of you that read the cards. Worldwide, I would love to have your calls tonight, 877-489-6350. USA and Canada, remember you share a number, 1-888-228-4494. Please call in. This is Elaine Ireland, going global for Spirit on bbsradio.com. Our guest tonight that we thought we would have, Emma Ferguson, is having to reschedule with us, and she will. And while I'm thinking about rescheduling, Elka, bless her little heart, my rune buddy, she's had to cancel several times, and she was supposed to be on a couple of weeks ago, and her mom passed away. So we will have her back as soon as we can. Right now she's taking care of family issues. Those of you that have lost parents and loved ones know what that's about. So we will do that. I'm not going to say soon, but we will do that as soon as she can. Robert Baca next week. And Kramer Wessel, my astrology buddy, will be back March the 5th. And getting further into March, Chris Kopaz will be back. She was with us in January talking about her personal growth path. Wow, has she grown? So tune in. The 12th of March, she'll bring us up to date about where she is in her growth and share some of her secrets. And they're not real big secrets, but share some of her experiences and some of the formal schooling that she's taking in order to walk this spiritual path. Let's talk about the Fool card tonight in terms of transformation. And the Fool card may not be one that you would have thought of as transformation, but it's the zero in the major arcana part has a lot of yellow on the card and a white sun, which, of course, white is extreme intensity. Yellow is active energy. And general meaning is scintillating intelligence. It's an air sign, which is a brainy thing. Astrologically, it's Aquarian ruled by Uranus. Its color is yellow. Musical note is E natural. It means strength, the respiratory system, if you look at it health-wise. He stands almost on the cutting ledge. There's a little white dog that represents super subconscious. He carries a rose of peace, and he's traveling very lightly. He looks kind of like a well-dressed hobo. I think he's a fun guard. Yellow is the color of strength and energy, all kinds of energy. The white moon is also a signal of purity, but he going through needed changes. But it's also, I call him Mr. Adventure, because his subconscious is not going to let him do anything stupid like walk off that cliff. But he's not afraid to go have fun. He's not afraid to go on that new adventure. He's not afraid to take that chance in business. Well, maybe he is, some are afraid, but he's willing to do it. He's not going to shut down. And the Fool card says, changes are coming, and there's very little that anyone can do to stop the changes. Now, how we handle those changes, we have to look at what we have control over, what we don't have control over, what we need to have control over, and how to get it, if anything, and to be careful about the decisions we act out on. This is a person who, if you're reading the cards, this is a person who is often walks to a different drummer. He's ready to think a different way. There's no fear whatsoever when he makes up his mind. He just does it. And he's willing to take responsibility, but he's not careless. He's not stupid about it. He's thought about it. He's going to Europe. He's got his plans down, but he's left room for change. This is Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit, on bbsradio.com. Please call in. I welcome your calls tonight, your questions. This is kind of another form of open mic night, the same thing we're going to have with Robert Baca next week, but you don't want to miss Robert. He is really wonderful. He's really, really... I do a fair that I call the Next Generation Fair, because let's face it, some of us older ones, we're going to stop doing psychic fairs eventually. We may not stop doing readings and all that, or maybe our lives will take us on a different path. Maybe we'll be promoting a book or getting involved with other projects, though we're not going to be as accessible at psychic fairs. So I call it the Next Generation Fair, and I have it for one day, and they can't charge you any money. You leave a tip, but they're the ones that are going to take our places. They're the ones that are going to be the next generation of stars, so to speak. Now, Robert can't do a Next Generation Fair because he's already known professionally, but I consider him part of the next generation of really well-known, nationally and maybe even internationally known psychics. And I'll be able to say one of these days, I had Robert Baca, da-da-da-da-da, when he's on some television show. So it will be fun to watch his growth. So call in next week and be a part of it. Robert Baca, B-A-C-A. Not quite sure. I'll look in his packet and see how you can get a hold of him between, or where you can find out more about him between now and then. Let's look at the Death card. Because transformation is something's dying and something's starting. And that's just the way it goes. The Death card, its general meaning is imaginative intelligence. You wouldn't think of death as being creative, would you? But something takes its place. It's a new thought. It's a new action. It's Scorpio ruled by Pluto. Pluto, of course, is very, very intuitive. Scorpio is kind of right on. Remember, Scorpio stings occasionally. Its color is green-blue. Green being, of course, the healing color, some of it, and blue being very intellectual. Musical note G. Numerological number is 24. But on the card, it is 10, 11, 12. It's a 13th card. Health, when you have this card, you look at the health of the hand and the foot, palm of the hand and the foot, the bladder, toxins, poison, rectum, reproductive organs, and these are all things that you either hold on to, things, or purify. You want to get rid of your toxins. You want to make sure your bladder's clean, that sort of thing. The symbols on the cards are, on this particular card is interesting because you have the Twin Towers of Wisdom. They're on kind of in the middle of the card with the sun coming up. There is a card called a tower in the Major Arcana. He looks like a skeleton in a black suit of armor riding a white horse. He has a black flag with the Rose of Peace on it. There are people falling down around him with what looks like might be the Pope, which represents religion or leaders in religion, and a village in the background, and a lot of gray. He's got a gray sky. Gray is a color of wisdom, knowledge, that sort of thing. White, of course, is purity. And it's very clearly a card that says, change waits for no one. And they equate, this particular deck of cards equates death and change together because one thing stops and another starts. So you have the death of. But, of course, that's all about transformation. We change jobs. We start a business. We close a business. We get married. We get a divorce. We have death in our family, friends, death of a situation, something that no longer exists. Those are all go through transformation. And change waits for no one, whether we instigate it or life just simply happens. You drive down the street and the next thing you know, there's a building coming up where there was not one, or remodeling, or somebody's leveling a whole block. It's all part of a things we don't have any control over, but maybe that new business will be one that we will support. So when you look at the card, it's change. Nothing to be afraid of. You've got the sun back there, which says that the sun's always going to come up. You know, sun comes up in the morning. What is that song from, the little girl with the big eyes and the red hair? Sun comes up in the morning. Whether we like it or not, we daily, we must be ready for new beginnings, whatever renewals are happening in our lives. Key words for this card could be renewal, rebirth, transformation, and imagination. Now, when the death card comes up, rarely does it come up for a physical death for me as a reader. If you're reading, it might for you. Maybe that's the only time it comes up, and other cards in the deck come up as transformation for you as a reader. But you have to listen to your psychic ability and take notice of the cards around this one. If this card is around money, the pentacles, you're going to have money changes. Emotions, the different, see what else is going on around you with the other cards, and that will give you a pretty good idea of where your transformation is happening, maybe more than one. There are many, many forms of renewal. Friendships, seasons, moving, locations, oh, we've been through all that. The number 13 adds up to 4, which is your foundation number. So this is the 13th card. So this change could be the foundation of something wonderful. It could represent stabilization of a situation. So, but anytime you talk about the death card with a coin as a reader, you just need to be diplomatic and be careful. Now, let's look at the devil card. No, one wouldn't think about the devil as being transformation, but its general meaning is renewing intelligence. This is Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit, on bbsradio.com, Going Global for Spirit. I want to hear from some of you global people tonight. I would love to get a call from Europe. I would love to get a call from Canada. Still do not. Yes, I did. I've had one Canadian call. Can't say that anymore. Worldwide, your number is 877-489-6350. USA and Canada, you share the number 1-888-228-4494. Emma could not be with us tonight, but she will reschedule. We're talking about transformation tonight. Since this is the day of transformation with our Mercury going out of retro pretty soon. Grace was with us last week from El Paso, and she shared some of that astrology stuff this evening. If you did not hear me say, give you the information about archives, I tell people all the time to check our archives. There is a cost. You buy a subscription to BBS ranging anywhere from $4.95 for 1 month, $3 if you buy a month, if you buy a six-month packet, $2 a month if you buy 12 months. So, see, yearly the most you're going to pay is $24, and you have access to every single program on bbsradio.com. That's not bad. That's really inexpensive entertainment. And you can just float from one channel, 1, 2, to 3, and have all the fun you want to have. That's bbsradio.com. This is Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit, and we were about to look at the devil card in terms of transformation, since I'm a tarot reader and I get to talk about tarot. Renewing intelligence, astrologically, it's Capricorn ruled by Saturn. Capricorn is a climber. And if you look at the card, it's a basic black in the background. You have the devil with the pentagram on his head and the little horns and the wings. And he's holding up a hand which has, it'd be his right hand. It has markings on it. And then the left hand has a torch and it's lighting the tail of a female who's chained to a cube that the devil's got his claws on, that he's sitting on. She's chained to, he is chained to a female. She has grapes, like new growth, on her tail. The devil card is all about extremes. He's health-wise, he's about skeletal structure, teeth, bones, spleen, and of course Saturn builds the immunities for the body. So Hebrew, A-Y-I-N or A-I-N means the eyes or weakness in the eyes. So implies that maybe the energy of this card is that you don't always see things clearly. But the death card talks to us about obsession, extremes, the darkness in our souls that frighten us when we're alone, the fear of taking action to make a move towards the light. And this is where the devil card comes in terms of transformation. The spiritual light is always available to us, always. First of all, we have to realize that it's there, and then we have to realize what it will take to open the door or our eyes. And all of that works with transformation. The color representation of this card is indigo, which is a really, really like an ink blue, like the old-fashioned ink wells, an ink blue, really pretty, which is a high spiritual color. And yet the devil card is so associated with everything negative, as is the color black. But if you mix all of the colors together in a pot, you get black. So to me, that's being willing to experience all of the energies that colors bring us. And of course, I don't want to get into the discussion about is there a devil, is there hell. It's not really what this card is all about. It's about temptation. It's about extremes. Too much food, not enough. Too much work, not enough. Too much play, not enough. It's all about balance. This card is a major indication that somebody or something needs to bring balance into their life. The devil, indigo is one of the deepest and highest colors of spirituality. So, could that be because we must get through the devil before we attain that marvelous state of peace and knowledge? I'm reading from the book I wrote, by the way. And goodness, the passion this person has for everything they do. Because passion is associated with the devil. And passion can instigate extreme behaviors and attitude. Okay, the black background and the devil figure can be a frightening combination. There's that black and devil thing. The figures in his feet are chained to the cube. The cube, the chain represents the universe that he controls. He could be your quarant or a figure around the quarant. You look at the chains. They're loose. So the figures could break away, if not for the fear that keeps them there. That, again, can fall back on transformation. What do we need to do to transform ourselves? The devil is lighting the tail of the male. The male reaches to the female for help. I know, we could have all kinds of quips there. Notice that her tail has grapes on it. There's hope for new beginnings. That is such a small portion of this card, but it speaks so loudly about what the card is about. Extremes, and yet there's hope. And fire, I look at fire as being a cleansing element. Maybe you don't. Fire can hurt, absolutely. But sometimes we need to go through that fire, whatever that means to us, to get to the other side of the new growth. Okay, the word extreme has vast meanings. Too much food, not enough. Too much work, not enough. An example of a positive side of obsession is a person who's dedicated to raising money for charity. So obsession's not always a bad thing, but they don't want to ignore all of their family in order to do just that. So you see, you got to have the balance in there. The downside is that they're not devoting enough time to their family. Then there's the workaholic. They love the family, so they work hard to bring home the great living. but they're not at home to share it. So, again, talk about balance. The wings are gray, which is wisdom, knowledge, meaning that they are learning how to make changes, which is cool. They just need to have the courage to make the first move. Move equals transformation. Material things and grand attention are hard to let go of. So you've got the, let's go back to the charity worker. Their name is splattered all over the newspaper. They're the one that raised the most money for this charity or that charity. But what's going on at home? So that's the devil card, all about transformation. We're going to look at the tower card in a minute. This is Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit on bbsradio.com. Call in. I'm getting lonesome. I want to talk to somebody. Ask me some questions. I love doing my psychic work. You guys know that. You love it. I love it. I love doing my psychic work. When I wasn't able to for about 2 years, I had to take a sabbatical of sorts. I got really lonesome. Got really, really lonesome. I missed working with clients. I did a couple of phone readings, but just took a whole lot of energy. Just couldn't do it for about 2 years. But now I can, and I want readings. I'm going to start classes next week. If you want to be on my database, I send out newsletters about every 4 or 5 months. I don't do a lot of newsletters because I know people get so much stuff. So it'll usually say something like Elaine's newsletter or classes forming, or and then you'll know whether you want to delete it or not. Last time my total was things I would like you to know. I may do things I would like you to know again. And they're never very long, and they're usually on my website, ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. You can find all kinds of goodies and blips about people and past newsletters and things that people have written for the site that are fun. So Pam has done a wonderful job of getting it back up. For those of you that are unaware, it was down for months and months while Pam went in and had to clean up. The porn industry had discovered us, which was really not cool. So, in fact, they'd completely wiped out my site and taken it over, but she got it all straightened out. So now we're back, and it's got some really cool stuff on it. So, the Tower card, active and exciting intelligence, the Tower, and it looks like a mess. If you're not familiar with the Tower card, you have one single gray tower against an all-black background. There's that black again. But the gray is the color of wisdom, knowledge, and experience. It has two figures, what looks like a male and a female, and they're coming head down like they're being kicked out of the tower. There's a, I'm looking right at it, and I can't think of the right word. Kings and queens wear it. Crown. Crown. Looks like it's being zapped out by lightning with an arrow on the end of it that hits the very top of the tower, and then fire is coming out. And it has little yellow leaves, or not quite a teardrop shape, but those little yellow things are called heos, which is another word for God. Doesn't matter what God, doesn't matter if you're Jewish or whatever, doesn't matter for God. Now, that little Zorro-looking thing actually is the symbol that runs through the Ten of Pentacles, which is the family card, or the Kabbalah card, the business of family and family business. Remember, this card is kicking out a male and a female energy, yin and yang, negative, positive. Some cards use different words, but they're words for opposites. So the Tower card is a card of wisdom, active and exciting intelligence. Aries ruled by Mars. Scarlet is the color, and the only thing red on this particular card is what looks like a woman's shawl and his boots and a little bit of red in the fire. I call red the active energy color. Let's go. Let's get it done. You know, they say that red is the hot business color for this fall, this summer, and this coming fall. I tell people all the time, if you want an extra little bit of energy, stick something red in your pocket. Ladies, wear a bra. That kind of thing. You know, guys, put some red underwear on. I don't care. Just something red. It gives you that little extra energy. Musical note, C natural. Now, its card number is 16, which adds up to 7, which is one of your high spiritual numbers, which is kind of cool. This card's all about transformation and change. Health, it's the muscle system. Toxicity of the muscles, which, of course, support us. Our muscles support support us and allow us to move. Epilepsy, palsy, and stroke, all of those have to do with muscles and nerves. Between the black background and the figures being tossed out of the tower, this can be a scary card. People look at it, especially when the death card comes up. Oh, people, I just see their face just drain. But I look at the tower card as getting rid of things that you don't need in your life anymore. This card does represent divorces, things that are going away, moves. Not necessarily things coming into our lives, but if we eliminate something or something has been eliminated, whether we want it or not, such as a divorce or closing a business, we don't have any choice. We are facing transformation, whether we like it or not. So this card simply says, this is going, honey. It's gone. Probably never to get it back. However, the Heos on here tells us that we've got godly connection and protection. We're learning wisdom and knowledge, thanks to all that gray stuff. We're being tossed out of a situation that probably was not good for us to begin with. We may have languished in absolute luxury, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's good for us. We've enjoyed it. We learned the lessons. Now it's time to go on and use all of that to help ourselves and others. So the crown is yellow, speaking of pure energy that we have available to us. We have available to us. Sometimes we get kicked out of situations and we're going, oh, my gosh, where do I go now? What happens now? And we get a grip and we move forward. Like I said, I call red a kick in the butt color. You think when you see this, I had one lady tell me not long ago, these people are going to land on their head. Well, maybe. And I jokingly said, well, maybe they need some sense knocked into them. She looked at me with this struck look on her face, and she said, oh, my God, maybe so. I thought that was interesting. It seems impossible when we look at this card to realize that the negative stuff is going to stop. But this card tells us that. The negative stuff is going to stop. This is like one level of something we no longer want or need in our lives. Sometimes people welcome the activities around the tower card. They're glad that they're making changes. Another view of this card is that we're the one that's doing the tossing. You know, I've had people in the past say, okay, am I really going to be able to dissolve this relationship, business, professional? How difficult is it going to be to make this go away? And this card will come up, maybe even with the death card or the high priestess. And the high priestess would say we've got all that extra spiritual stuff and insight that we need. So if we're doing the tossing and this card comes up in an upright position, it's not easy on us either. We're not liking it, but we will get to that end result that we wanted when we first started the process of the tossing. Sometimes we just need to rid ourselves of those that are holding us back. I call it spiritual housekeeping. And in a way, I suggest to people to go clean out closets and drawers, get rid of old phone books. That can begin the message that we need to make change. Told you guys a while ago about me going through a storage shed. I had two huge, the biggest storage sheds you could have. One of them was just for my stuff when I moved back here, and it was packed. I slowly went through that, slowly, many times, pulling out layer by layer, got it down to one half, started sharing it with a girlfriend. Now I'm out of that one. Same time when my mom and my aunt passed, I put all of their stuff in one of the biggest. It's all, everything's combined now. And really and truthfully, when I'm through doing away with the planned stacks, it'll only be half. I'll be able to go into a small unit, if a unit at all. That's my goal. So it's a matter of doing that housekeeping inside as well as outside. So do that cleaning. Begins the message to the universe that we're ready for change. And maybe not able, maybe not, maybe still a little bit of fear there, but the process in an amazing way helps us to support the process to make the change. Let's see. The Hangman comes in reverse. This card with the Death card, the Hangman in reverse, or the Devil card, can bring in the idea of mental illness or deep depression. Now, see, all of those have to do with transition as well. Remember when you talk about this that you're not a physician, but it should be brought up and encourage the coroner to see a doctor in the appropriate arena. Okay. Often they're already aware of a problem or they're beginning to be aware, whether it's the coroner or someone around them. So the folks that you talk to, and I tell people this all the time, be gentle with your negative news. Be very, very gentle with your negative news. But I have found that a lot of times they already know it. They just have put it in a different way. They're not willing to look at it a certain way. We have about 4 or 5 more minutes, folks, before I have to sign off, before Sweet Seth will say it's time to go. This is Elaine Ireland. We've been going global for spirit on bbsradio.com. Let me give you those phone numbers one more time, although I know you have them written down because I get emails from you guys, so I know you're out there. You don't have to tell me your real name when you call in. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. U.S. and Canada, 1-888-228-4494. We've been talking about transition tonight. Yes, you can archive if you've missed part of the show. Again, we've talked about archives tonight and how much they cost. You can go on BBS Radio and get that information, but it is you do have to pay a subscription to BBS, but there's a lot. You get a lot for what you pay for. Emma, if you came in tonight to listen to Emma, she has a wonderful following, and I'm sorry that we disappointed you tonight. She will reschedule at a later date, as will Elka. Rocca will be with us next week. I'm hearing a static. I hope that it is not interfering with your ears. I have about 2 more minutes. I want to thank all of you for having been with me tonight. I never know how many folks are out there, but I know you're there because, like I said, you send me emails. You can find me on ElaineIrelandPsychic.com, and there is a place there. I have a chat room on Tuesday night from 7 until 8 or 8:30, and you can go on the website, my website, and click on the chat room bar, and it will take you right to it, and you just sign in with whatever name you want to sign in and join our talk. Yeah, last night I had 5 people on, so, and then 1 or 2 more that just stayed for a minute or two. So come join us on Tuesday nights, and it's free, and it's fun, and you can meet some nice folks, and I try to answer all the questions that I can possibly get to. And then tonight, of course, this is also free. You don't have to have a subscription to listen to this show unless you're archiving it. Then you do. ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. And on there is the phone number where you can reach me for if you want to schedule appointments or chat, or if you want, it's also, it tells you how to get a hold of me via email. So I have 1 minute to stay with you folks. Just 1 more minute. This is Elaine Ireland. We've been going global for spirit and talking about transformation tonight. Appreciate your being here. I know that there are other things that you could be doing. And I don't mean to betray your trust by not having folks here when my schedule says that they're going to be here, but sometimes we just can't help it. Just can't help it. Who was that, Little Richard? The girl can't help it. The girl couldn't help it tonight. I'm going to sign off. Thanking you for being with me tonight, hoping that you will join Robert Bacca and I next Wednesday night. That would be February the 27th. That will be our last show of the month of love. I hope you've had a good month. I hope you've been able to express your love and respect for someone. I hope you've allowed them to do that for you. And I hope you've been able to say, I love you, to someone that maybe it's difficult to say that too. And I hope you've been able to share yourself and your smile with others. Don't forget to do that this week. Have a lovely week. And I look forward to hearing from you next Wednesday night as we go global for spirit with Elaine Ireland. Good night, folks. Thanks for being with me.